This is Catherine Campano, and this is a Risky Business News sponsored interview with Kristen Myers, Threat Intelligence Lead at Stairwell. Good day, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I think Stairwell is one of my favorite cybersecurity companies that recently launched. I initially thought you were one of those mundane EDR companies up until a few months ago when someone said that Stairwell does that file thing. And I was, what file thing? So I was hoping you could run us down through what Stairwell does and what's the your company's main product.
Yeah, so the product in Inception is essentially kind of like an automation platform that is bringing in all the files that have been seen on endpoints in your organization, and we keep track of all that. So if we don't have the file in our repository, right, we take a copy of that file. If we do, we track, you know, what endpoint was reporting that file and where it reported it, you know, what time, you know, it shows up. So you'd have like a first seen in environment. Even if the file's deleted, right, we would still have a copy of it. And we would still have that record that it was on, you know, Catalan's, you know, laptop at this time, you know, in this directory, and, you know, have the hash and, you know, all of that. So we can, you know, if a month from now, we find out that was ransomware, right? Like nothing detected it today, but a month from now, that's ransomware. And it matches either one of our, you know, like our Malival detections, or you deploy a YAR rule, right? Somebody releases a report and there's a YAR rule with that, and you put that in your environment. Now, all of a sudden, it's running continuously. So you get an alert for that file that was there a month ago, and maybe, you know, a month old ransomware alert, not best example, because you would have already known, you know, you were ransomed. But the look back is really, you know, beneficial during IR engagements or even internal investigations, you know, of things, trying to get a handle on how many places has this showed up. You know, years ago when I was defending, you know, an org rather than, you know, on kind of the threat intel vendor side of things, I would have loved to have had, you know, this, even with all the tools that we had, you know, doing like full PCAP and our SIM and everything, collecting everything, it was still really hard to quickly do an inventory of like, where all in the organization is this like hash, you know, this file hash like shown up, whose machines has it been on? And that search is like just insanely fast within Inception.
This seems pretty useful for supply chain attack scenarios like Log4j, SolarWinds, 3CX, stuff like that, especially for these.
Yes. You know, and we're not only looking for those files, but we're looking for variants. You know, if we're looking at a file, we will go and look at files that, and this is all the secret sauce as far as like figuring out what, you know, variant discovery, but, you know, like you can take one and it'll go through and it look at like the other common features of other files that we have in our corpus and start to provide those, and it'll give you like, this is a 98% match, this is a 63% match, and you can then see what other detections and YAR rules have hit on those files. So you can kind of start to filter through and go, okay, this one's interesting, this one's interesting, this one's not as interesting, I'll maybe, you know, keep that on my list for a little further down, but this one looks so, and then you can see if those files are anywhere else in your environment.
I see this very useful for stuff like, I don't know the official term for this, but I call it malware middleware. Like those little scripts that help deploy actual malware that are actually very generic, but you can easily spot them with this with Stairwell, right? Like, you know they're malicious, but they're also super, super easy to customize and very easy to miss.
Yeah, and a lot of that is it's going to look a very similar way. You know, so there are lots of things that we have baked in, you know, that we've referred to as like methodology rules, right? And they look for, you know, they're YAR rules that are hunting for files that, you know, are looking at, you know, there's only so many ways you can do something, you know, in PowerShell, or so many ways that it gets done. And these rules will find those scripts. You can make them very loose, very strict, you know, to accommodate you know, how you want to look at the results and how many results you want to filter out and make sure you don't miss something. But yeah, it's just really powerful. And, you know, those use cases are kind of like a SOC defense. And a lot of the use, I look at those, I'm also kind of looking at a lot of the use cases that I consider more researcher focused, right? If you look at like what I'm normally doing, which is I look at something like a 3CX report, and my first thing isn't like, okay, you know, where has this been in my environment? Because I'm a threat intel guy. I'm like, okay, what other samples are out there, right? Like, what else can I find? And I immediately go hunting. So that variant discovery is, you know, is great for that, from a, you know, not just from a response, you know, or kind of a detection, but also really great, you know, from a research standpoint of being able to go and look for, you know, additional samples of malware families.
And because you're working with files, this is useful for absolutely every type of threat, like from ransomware to APT groups to software supply chains to absolutely everything.
Yep. If you can write a YAR rule or you know, key off of something, you can hunt for it in here.
You were telling me earlier about how Stairwell's platform has a threat report section where you constantly feed it alerts.
So a couple of months ago, we launched threat reports. So we are ingesting a number of threat, you know, open threat reports right now, you know, that are out there, other, you know, open source feeds that we've kind of curated and we have a level of confidence in, you know, from our standpoint. And we bring those into the platform. And then, you know, as a customer, when you are looking at that, you would see those compared to your environment. And, you know, if nothing in there, in that report shows up in your environment, you know, you get the little green check. If some of these IOCs that are in the report, you know, show up, you get like a little, you know, a little red triangle, kind of a warning, like, oh, you should take a look in here because there's some alerts. And it'll depend on what the report, you know, as we all know, there are a lot of reports, there are a lot of tools that, you know, like, you know, Mimikatz and, you know, other things that there could be valid reasons, right? Like your red team guy, you know, obviously those tools are going to be on his, you know, on his machine. So, you know, if you're looking at those alerts, you kind of filter through that and you can kind of rule those out and see where else things show up, you know. But that's one of the things I'm really excited about, because I think that's a great way for places, especially, I mean, you know, we all know like the big orgs, you know, have people like me, you know, in there doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, I was about to say that, like, I think that's probably one of the best features, because every time I looked into the product, I thought, well, you got to have a security guy to feed it Yara rules. Like, people don't have Yara training. Like, you can't just grab anyone on the street in any company and say, okay, manage this sterile backend. Like, the threat report section is actually feeding real-time alerts about ongoing threats. That's what I thought it was a great addition.
Yeah, and it brings it kind of, you know, down a level. You don't have to be me to find benefit, you know, in the platform. And I go back to like years ago, you know, when I was involved with standing up a SOC, and like, this is something that, you know, that entry level guy, that your first tier, you know, SOC analyst, and, you know, can use. And it's also something that, you know, your threat intel guy, you know, is going to want to use, because he's going to have his own little like malware environment where he's, you know, throwing up the latest thing he's finding, and he wants to go, okay, what rule, like real, you know, real quick, what rule does it hit? You know, what other detections does it hit? Like, I, you know, you'll know what you think it is, but it's like, okay, what else is there? I've even, you know, in the past, I've used it for like, I've collected big dumps of things, right? And it's really great to like, I'm just going to shove all this up into Inception and let it like tell me, you know, what a lot of the files are.
Can you give me a specific example of one of these recent hunts you went on? Like, what kind of stuff can you track through it?
Years ago, this was one of the things I had, this has been a long time ago, probably like 10 years ago. I was really focused on a lot of Chinese espionage. And there was a server I had found that was open, and I, you know, grabbed a lot of the stuff. And, you know, I've gone through it, you know, over the years, pretty tight, pretty extensively. And even though I had been through it, I found when I uploaded it, I found it matching on some things, some really old CVEs, going back into like things from like 2010. It was interesting to find with these other servers, and the other tools that were there. And in fact, like other little, you know, like hacking tools that they had in like little, you know, they'd scrolled away in some of these, you know, deep nested subdirectories. And then all of a sudden you find like, here's a builder for a malware family. Like it's old now, right? So like it's like over 10 years old. So it's like, but it's like, oh, wait, cool. I got a builder I didn't have before, you know, those kinds of things. So that I had missed in my previous inventory. So, you know, not your normal, not your normal use case, but a fun one for researchers. Oh, and then, you know, one of the other, you know, instances where it was very, I mean, useful for hunting, that, and we even just kind of put out some posts on this where we were going through the latest, the NSA and Microsoft also put out a report on what they call Volt Typhoon, which was a Chinese group that's been around, and they're using, you know, like Soho routers to hide their traffic. So it makes them a little harder to find. And, you know, along with that, there are files that are involved. Some of them are more common tools, right? So they're going to show up in a lot of places. And just because they show up in yours doesn't mean you have Volt Typhoon. But, you know, and I'd actually been kind of hunting for these guys for a while, and I've not seen a lot of it in the wild in that terms. But we started looking at the report as we ingested it, and we're like, oh, here, we've got variants. So variant discovery was doing its job. And as we brought that report in last week, we start to find like additional variants of tools that, you know, we're now looking at to determine, you know, are these the same thing? You know, where did these come from? They weren't in, you know, customer environments. So they're from the malware feeds and stuff. But, you know, we're looking into those and kind of writing additional like YAR rules to now, you know, hunt for, you know, those malware families and stuff. And that's just kind of you know, part of the power of this is you just kind of spider out in you know, a lot of different directions and kind of very quickly. And we try and make it really, really easy, even with some like filtering rules, you know, in our search language, where you can kind of add additional filters and, okay, I want to look for these files, but only in, you know, this type of a directory, or, you know, only ones that have that, you know, have been deemed potentially malicious or have a high likelihood of being malicious or things like that. So you can kind of slice it and dice it, you know, different ways to get different views of it as you work through your environment.
What I like about this is that you're not just at the mercy of public IOCs that security vendors release. You can actually go find new stuff.
Yeah, if you've got everything that, you know, we're putting in, but you can put in your own. And if, you know, have a more advanced team, a more mature team, and, you know, you have guys that are writing YAR rules, they can, obviously, you can upload all of your own YAR rules. You know, we're working on some interesting things coming up. I don't want too much, because we're, some of them, it's still in like the, okay, it's like, we know I need it, and we're kind of like, our team needs it to do our, like what the job we're trying to do for customers. And we're trying to decide, like, are these features enough other customers would want? Like, do we build them for like internal use, or do we build it for customer use, or do we build it for internal use now with the idea that we might make it available for? So some of those kinds of tools that allow us to kind of label and bring in additional context, you know, that's, it's kind of a really exciting time.
Is it another threat hunting utility?
Yeah, it would not only like threat.
See, that's what I like about Stable. Like, most of the security industry, it's just static around a defense. Like, nobody goes on the offensive looking for stuff. Like, almost everyone is just reacting. Very few people expand outward and actively go search for bad stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the known stuff is great, right? And I'll, you know, write a YAR rule, put the IOCs in, and then every time it shows up, I'm going to, you know, I get it, I see it, right? You get an alert for that. But then it's the, we're really sitting down with the team and really looking at, you know, where do we go in terms of helping them threat hunt? Threat guys like me, right? Reverse engineers, threat hunters are, are sitting down with our engineers, you know, we've got all these smart people that can do amazing things. And it's like, we're sitting here and working with them to take the things that we know to do and the ideas that we have and implement that in a way that we can easily, you know, enable anyone to do those things without, you know, a lot of effort.
Yeah, you're basically offering advanced threat hunting skills to SOC teams that don't have the skilled personnel to do so. Like, that's a tangible benefit.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the other things that I think is important is we kind of talked earlier. It's my beginning of week number 4 here at Stairwell. I'm a longtime user. I know quite a few of the players here in here at the company, but, you know, I've been looking in kind of where I want to take some of this stuff in terms of like our threat research. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I really want to start doing here soon is doing more education. And so even as we write up a report of like how we found something and here's what we did, I want to be able to kind of go back through and, you know, reports are great. And when I talk about reports, know that our intention will be to make them as, you know, kind of actionable as possible, right? These aren't going to be big 60-page, you know, academic thought pieces. We know people want the IOCs, right? They want the IOCs, they want the R rules. They're not going to read the report. So these are going to be short and actionable, you know, threat reports that will come from our team. But also along with that, I think what's very valuable is us doing some education and walking people through how we use the platform to do these things.
Christian Myers from Stairwell, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.